Chapter 8. Many salespeople feel that if they just educate the customer enough, they will buy. But they do not, because without context, the buyer does not know why they should buy, or even worse, why they should care. So why do salespeople not add context so that buyers are able to connect the dots between the salesperson's offering and their business and job function? Context makes your message concrete. There are two reasons why it's difficult for salespeople to add context so that their sales message will be concrete. The first is that it's scary for a salesperson to sit across the table from a C-level executive and have a business conversation. The C-level executive may have 20 years of deep industry experience, and the salesperson may have only a couple years of product knowledge, and whatever industry knowledge the salesperson could pick up in the process. Salespeople in this situation feel as if they are swimming in a sea of uncertainty. And that's why they cling to the security of the product PowerPoint presentation. That's what they know, and that's what they revert back to when they hit a bump in the road, such as trying a new consultative sales approach. The second reason salespeople do not provide the needed context is the curse of knowledge. The curse of knowledge happens when you ask an expert a question and get back an answer that sounds as if it were in another language. Think back to the last time you asked a lawyer a simple question. Even though you received a perfectly good legal answer, you did not understand a word he was saying. An excellent study that explains why experts suffer from the curse of knowledge took place at Stanford University in 1990. In the study, the subjects were split into two groups of the tappers and the listeners. The tappers were asked to tap one of 25 well-known songs, and the listeners were tasked to guess the song based on the rhythm being tapped. However, before the researchers asked the listener the name of the song, they asked the tapper what they thought the probability was that the listener would get it correct. The tappers predicted 50%. What's interesting about this study is that out of a total of 120 songs, the listeners were only able to guess 3 of the 120 songs, or 2.5%. That's a big disconnect between 50% and 2.5%. Why? The problem is that when the tappers tapped, they were hearing the song in their head. For the listener, however, all they heard was a bunch of disconnected taps. It was like hearing Morse code. That's the curse of knowledge. The tapper knows the song and cannot imagine what it's like to lack that knowledge. Is this scenario not played out in enterprise sales every day when the salesperson cannot understand why buyers are so stupid that they cannot understand what they should buy? Although it took 6 months for salespeople to internalize their product, for example, it's now difficult for them to remember what it was like not to have that knowledge. They are cursed with knowledge. So the next time you are in a customer meeting, double-check that you are not tapping. Combining the lack of customer knowledge with the curse of knowledge, one easily understands why salespeople find it difficult to provide the context needed for buyers to internalize the value of the seller's product. Insight scenarios, however, force the salesperson to talk about how real people solved real problems using the seller's product. They are, therefore, an effective antidote to the curse of knowledge. Salespeople employing insight scenarios sidestep engaging in a debate with the buyer because they simply present a scenario and allow the buyer to form their own conclusion. This approach allows salespeople to avoid engaging in conflict with a much more knowledgeable adversary. Virtual test drive. You may wonder, would it not be easier to just hit the customer between the eyes with your facts and figures instead of delivering them through insight scenarios? The problem is that facts and figures are too abstract. You cannot see them or feel them, so they do not feel like they affect you. Without context, facts and figures still leave the customer trying to figure out why it makes sense to buy or even care. The most important reason to make your sales message concrete is to let the buyer experience it personally. Studies have proven, for instance, that a story activates the region of the brain that processes sights, sounds, tastes, and movement. Thus, a salesperson can share a story with the customer, and due to the transportation effect of story, it feels real. It's as if the customer took the salesperson's offering out for a virtual test drive. Contrast this approach to a salesperson delivering a factual data dump in the form of an 85-slide PowerPoint presentation.